Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show.
I loved your chapter, The Years Are Short. You know, my hubby's a cancer survivor, and I've battled my own disease in my early years of marriage. So yeah. For us, you know, we, in a very young age, we're very aware of the brevity of our days. But I want you to tell the story around that chapter, that the years are short.
Yeah, I had a friend, Amy, and she was so dear, and she was so in love with her husband. And her husband had a brain tumor, and at one point he was given 90 days to live. And then he was still there 90 days later, and so they called these bonus days overjoy days, and they would put little stars on the days, and they'd rate them in, on their calendar. And it was so sweet how they lived because they realized every day is so precious. They went on helicopter rides and they sat together. You know, all those things that you do because you're just cherishing and soaking up every moment that you have together. And I think we as wives, if we can realize, we don't know what days are promised to us. You know, our husbands don't belong to us. We don't have any say in when their time is, when they will go. So to really appreciate them while they are breathing, living next to us. You know, I recently met a woman when I was speaking. It was so funny. And she said, my husband is driving me crazy because even though we're in our 40s, he acts like an old man. In the morning, every morning, he makes these noises. But isn't it funny, though, even those things, to think you don't know how long that man's going to be there. And if you focus on all the things that are bugging you, you're going to miss that joy of him still being there for you, you know.
And I'm sure you've experienced this. I sure have. Or I've talked to widows who say those very things that drove me crazy are the things I miss the most because it was they made him so uniquely him. And if you have sons, you got to think about this. You want your son's wife to honor him. And I've always, you know, remembered that. My mother-in-law is with the Lord now, but this is her son. And I just think about, I don't want to be some snarky blonde bimbo. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I want to honor the man that she raised.
I want to honor and respect this guy.
I really do. Well, you know, there's a key word that I find in your book, and it's becoming. And I want you to talk about why that's such an important word.
Yeah, it's a process, but it shows you that anyone can become this. It's not simply reserved for those who have a good life. It's not reserved for those who, you know, make a certain amount of money. Anyone can become a happy wife. And so it's a word of hope. It's a word of process. It's a word of transformation. And, you know, my little girl who's 4, she loves to dress up in the little princess dresses and prance around. And we would say that that's becoming. It's attractive, you know, when little girls do this. And in the same way, when we as women smile again and we have joy again, that's very becoming. So if we can embrace happiness as a process, as a skill to learn, and as something we can give as a gift to our families, that's very becoming.